I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. Imagine your employer didn't give you your paycheck. Now imagine you complained about it, and your boss then threatened to have you deported. It's something that's happening more and more in California. From Los Angeles, Deepa Fernandez has the story.
On a warm winter evening in Los Angeles, I went to see a newly renovated home. It was on the market. Asking price, a cool $2 million.
I turn junk into pearls. This is what I do.
James Balsamo is the contractor who revamped this house.
So I took the bottom step, enlarged it, elongated it, made it look better so it looked like Gone with the Wind.
But the story behind this home, not so pretty. Balsamo is one of thousands of employees in Southern California accused of stealing their workers' paychecks. He hired a worker to tile a bathroom for $900. Balsamo said the worker did a terrible job and said, redo it. The worker said, first pay me for the days I already worked. Balsamo refused.
Why didn't you just pay him the daily?
He didn't finish the job.
But the agreement was that you would pay him by day. Why not just pay him?
He agreed to do the job in 3 days for the bathroom alone for $900.
But the law says you have to pay him. So you didn't like the work.
I gave him the job to do the bathroom. That's what it was set for. $900. You finish the bathroom, you get $900.
The worker said he'd sue, and Balsamo says threatened him too. So Balsamo texted him that he was going to call the police. This all happens in the small Southern California city of Arcadia.
I'm going to call Arcadia PD on you, and because now that I know you're illegal, you don't have a green card, and if you get detained by ICE, I don't want that to happen. Just finish your work, dude. Just get your stuff done.
What's on record is that you threatened to put him in handcuffs.
I said, no.
But that's what court records say Balsamo texted. Now, the California Labor Commissioner, Julie Sue, has fined him $100,000, accusing him of retaliation. Here's Sue.
We're seeing just a growing, not just retaliation against immigrant workers, but an emboldening of employers who are making these kinds of threats blatantly.
Balsamo is one of four cases Sue's office has filed since August against employers who have allegedly threatened employees with deportation.
Increasingly, employers are so emboldened that we've had employers call my office to say, do you know that this worker who filed a complaint is illegal in the country? And if you pursue me, I'm going to have ICE come and get her.
While it's illegal to hire undocumented workers, many people still do. These workers also contribute $180 billion annually to the California economy. And under state law, an employer must pay any laborer for their work, regardless of their immigration status. Attorney Sebastian Sanchez helps workers file claims with the state for unpaid wages and, increasingly, immigration retaliation.
We've seen retaliation claims based on, you know, just firing workers. But bringing up immigration status is something that was not happening in the recent past.
Advocates say that these threats keep workers from telling their stories to law enforcement. On the outskirts of Los Angeles, we meet a ranch hand who says he earned $90 for working a 14-hour day.
Cuando llegábamos, luego íbamos a donde estaba la comida de los animales.
He says his job involved feeding the horses, hauling big bales of hay, among other manual work. He worked for 2 months, but didn't get paid for all of it, he says. So he filed a claim for back wages. Then he received this threatening text message.
Que decía que ilegales como yo no deberían de estar en este país, sino que deberían de regresar y que muy pronto migración me...
The text said illegals like me shouldn't be in the country and should return, and that soon immigration would visit me. He thinks his boss sent the text.
Para mí... dije un poco de miedo, quizás no por mí tanto, sino por...
He says he felt afraid when the text arrived. Not really for myself, but for my family, he says. I didn't want them to have problems because of me, so I decided to leave that place. We reached out to his boss, who in an email strongly denied these claims, but declined to be interviewed. Attorney Sanchez says he's seen many cases like this.
I have another case where the employer also texted the worker and said, hey, how would you like for ICE to find out that you're here? It's almost like the employers know these are the key words they throw out right now. There's a climate of fear. Let's take advantage of it.
Back in the LA suburb of Arcadia, James Balsamo, the employer we heard from at the start of the story, he says he isn't moved by the plight of workers like the one he admitted not paying and who is now costing him thousands of dollars in fines from the labor board.
I don't have any empathy for the guy. I hope he gets caught. I really do at this point.
For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Los Angeles.
Deepa's story was first reported for KCET's SoCal Connected. We have a link to that television report at PRI.org.